Dylan Moran, thanks again for taking some time to talk to us about some questions that we have here. And probably one of the more obvious ones that we've been hearing for another number of years is Skip Scirocco's son, Mark. Mark was unfortunately arrested with a tremendous amount of alcohol in him. His blood alcohol limit was 1.8, which is almost three times the limit of a driver in the state of New York. But what happened after Skip's son, who was a city employee? He's 45 years old. He's paid, I think, around the $55,000 to $60,000 range plus benefits. What happened to him after he was arrested for this DWI charge?
Well, you know, this is a very personal question for me for a number of reasons. First off, I've buried 10 of my friends because of and related to drunken driving, whether they're the victims of someone or, unfortunately, they were the causer of their own end. It's an antisocial behavior. It's something that we know is a recidivist type occurrence. You don't get caught getting a DWI the first time you drive drunk. You get caught getting a DWI because you drive drunk all the time. And so what that demonstrates to me is a very, very poor decision-making thought process as an individual. And I'll connect the father and son to that. It's a poor decision-making process that has you as an elected official think it's appropriate to hire your son into an office. Have qualified through the civil service process, and all that's fine and good. But growing up, my dad was often the coach of my baseball team. And while I was on his team and I was often the best player, I was held to a much, much, much different standard than everybody else on that
Probably
team.
A higher standard.
A much higher standard. And in this instance, to get back to your fundamental question, it seems as if a different standard was applied. I don't have the specifics. The city hall has been blocking FOIL requests all during this election season, so I can't get a true answer as to exactly what went on. But it's simple for me. You're driving a city vehicle. You need a driver's license to do that. These things are, you know, they weigh tons. It's not like just a regular car. Mm-hmm. And if you're that poor of a decision maker in your personal life, I'm guessing that it continues on to into your professional life. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a DWI, look, people make mistakes. You should be accountable for them. You should have an opportunity to continue on after that. But I've lived in a world for my entire professional career where if I was even accused of getting a DWI, I would lose my job. And it's not okay. Just after this situation happened with Mark, I know for a fact another
city hall employee.
Yeah, there was another city hall. Well, another DPW employee that got in a fender bender.
Yeah.
You know, not a serious offense,
sure,
but bumped into another car, and it was found he didn't have his license. Yeah. It had been rescinded or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was immediately fired. Mm-hmm. So what that shows to me, there's a double standard.
Sure.
And when you have two different sets of rules, you have problems with morale. And so when I look at the Department of Public Works and its importance for us as a community, and for me, the importance for me is that these men and women feel pride in the work that they do, they have dignity in the jobs that they do, and when the community is talking about the commissioner's son who has a chauffeur to do his job, that reflects poorly on all of us as a community. And it really, really, really reflects poorly on the other workers.
How long a time did he have a chauffeur? I mean,
Boy,
I remember him getting arrested.
That's a great question, because if you ask them, he's never had a chauffeur. The job is simply this. You drive a vehicle down the road. There's a meter reader that electronically reads your rate, mm-hmm. the amount of water that you've used. Mm-hmm. How that is a two-person position, I don't understand.
Well, prior to his arrest, I had Mark Scirocco install water meters in my two properties. And both times he showed up by himself, took him about 15 minutes to put a water meter in on the line that was being brought into the house. and he left by himself again. He never rode with his quote-unquote boss at that time until after his DWI. Then it became, like you said, a two-person job. I mean, I saw him a number of times coming up with, you know, basically 15 minutes, popped it in, popped it out, and he was gone.
I know what AWWA rated meters are. Essentially, that's a certification, and NSF is another certification process that defines the quality of the meter. I can install them myself. It's a couple of couples. And what a coupler is you put two wrenches on it and you tighten it, and you put two wrenches on to untighten it. It is not a two-person job. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how they cast it. It's a single-person job.
How much do you think we paid having two people do a one-person's job? How much money was lost at that time?
I know that Mark Schofer is the highest paid person in the DPW. I'm not going to name him because it's not his fault what his boss is telling him to do, but I know he's among the highest paid people in the department, and he gets paid over $100,000 a year.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, thanks so much. That's a topic that's been, you know, out there for well over a year. I know that he was being chauffeured for over a year.
Year and a half, I think.
And he was, you know, he was not showing up at court appearances. He was having them postponed for well over a year. He surrendered his license and so forth. But I agree with you. He should have been either put in a new job that didn't require a driver's license, or he should have done happened what happened to the other person.
Agreed.
He should have been fired.
Agreed.
Thanks again.